I'm here at Emporium with Angela Elzind, and we're going to talk about a very different piece of theatre that's happening this weekend at the Rialto Theatre, and it's called Contact Order. Tell us about it.
So Contact Order is a forum theatre piece, as you mentioned, so it's a participatory interactive experience for theatre goers, and it explores the story of Mark, who's a single father, and his parental rights and how they're compromised following the separation with the mother of his child.
So why does that get chosen to be forum theatre and not just, say, a powerful piece of theatre in its own right without interaction?
Because we wanted to give... We noticed along the way while we were researching and looking at different material that many people, not just men, were affected by situations, similar situations, and it's all too easy for us to say, well, if I was in his position, I would do this, or maybe they're not doing that. So we thought if we brought it to the community and they could see what the ins and outs are and what kind of position a father can find himself in, it would spread, it would raise awareness, basically, and it would show people, hopefully give people the feeling that it's easy to tell people what to do or to give advice, but sometimes when you're in that person's shoes, you kind of get stuck.
And so if I've never been to a piece of forum theatre before, what's going to happen to me?
Well, there's a lot of debate, and hopefully you'll feel compelled to voice your opinion because there's some form of injustice that you want to sort of say, no, that's not right. You may or may not want to speak. You may or may not want to go on stage. You may or may not want to take part in what's happening. But it's definitely a very interactive experience. So even just being in an audience where everyone around you is talking and participating, I mean, we've had people who've said that that was something they've never experienced, and they loved it just by being there.
So I guess no one's going to be forced to go on the stage, but what happens? Do we see the whole thing and then we do the forum theatre?
No one is forced to go on stage, no one is forced to speak, no one's forced to do anything they don't want to. Basically, we show a piece, we show a story, which is about 15 minutes long, a short performance, devised piece, again based on true stories. And then I'll have a discussion with the audience about what they saw and what they thought the story was about and what they might do differently if they were in Mark's shoes. So in the scenes perhaps that he's with his ex-partner or with his friend or with his talking to the solicitor of his ex-partner where he is facing forms of oppression or at his child's school, what could he do differently to achieve what he wants, which is to be that father who's present and has the same rights as the mother? What could he do differently? So then we offer that to the audience, and the audience can come up with different ideas. And if someone wants to come up and try being Mark, all our actors are completely trained and experienced in improvising, and no one feels exposed. It's a very, very safe and trusting environment. And they have the opportunity to change the storyline and see what happens when they try to change it.
So how did the original script get written then?
There is no script. What we do is we do a lot of research and interviews. And then a lot of research. And then we compile everything that we have and we start improvising. We devise characters and stories based on what we know. And then we gradually make these scenes and we link them up to a story. So it's about one person. So it's kind of an amalgamation of different stories rolled into one. And there's no script. What we do is each scene, you know, we write the points down. What do we want to come out in each scene? And that way it keeps the performance raw and alive and real. So everything afterwards, when the audience participates, it has that same level of improvising and the same level of reality.
So just take us off stage or backstage. So how do the actors get into the zone for when actually the lights go up?
We do a lot of warm-ups. And we've been working together, this same group, we've been working together for about just over a year, so we know each other quite well. We do warm-ups, games, we're very silly together because often the material that we cover is quite, it can be quite very intense. So we try and lighten ourselves up and find humour in situations. We also look at characters and we do something called hot seating. So we get each character to sit down, we ask questions so they can really get into the character and know how they would react in different circumstances and why they react in certain ways. And we just do different games and techniques by Boal, Augusto Boal, from Theatre of the Oppressed. A lot of improvising games as well.
Now, you're playing at the Rialto Theatre, and so if there's somebody listening to this and thinking, oh, there's not much on this weekend, I'd like to be able to go and see a play. In places like the Edinburgh Fringe, there's a vast amount of improvised theatre, verbatim theatre, not traditional plays with scripts. Not so much comes to Brighton year-round, so is this a play I might want to see if I was just going to the theatre?
Definitely. I think it's definitely a piece of theatre that is an experience anyone should have. Whether they enjoy it or not, it's definitely a different experience just being part of and creating the story without being forced to. It's a combination of improvised theatre, devised theatre, forum theatre, debate, storytelling, physical theatre. So it's kind of the community coming together as they used to. It's also reminiscent of ancient Greeks and how they used to discuss matters and the theatre they used to do, which was a reflection of society. This is basically what it is. In essence, it's a reflection of society, what we're doing.
Just final question, which is thinking about the actual topic of this contact order. So does this play, as it go around, do you think it's had an impact actually then on, you know, the kind of services and the kind of ways that this issue is dealt with?
Hopefully. We know it definitely had an impact on those who came to watch it. We had many responses from people who were left, many of them left saying that I had no intention of speaking, but I couldn't help it, you know, because of what was happening. Many of them left being very informed and saying, I didn't know that was the situation. They said, I want to go tell my husband or my brother or my friend about this because I'm sure they don't know. So it definitely has an impact because it gets you thinking. If we can get people talking and thinking about these situations and these issues, then that's what we've achieved. And then hopefully in the long run, it's kind of like a ripple effect. Maybe somewhere down the line, we'll see that more people talking about it and being aware of it, certain changes can happen. There are changes happening within the family law system anyway, which is always a good thing, and it's a positive thing. So more and more people are noticing that there are fathers who want to be present and hands-on and not just every other weekend. And although our protagonist is a male figure, there are females who are also affected in this way as well. So this isn't just about men. This particular story is about a man, but this story could be about anyone. It could be a mother, a father, it could be a grandparent, could be anyone.
So you could get a night out of the theatre, but you'd get something more because you can experience forum theatre. So Angela, thanks very much indeed.